In the Spotlight on Afternoon Talk with Ashraf Garda. All the big names making big money and even bigger headlines. Only on SAFM.
In the Spotlight today we have Manu Ramadwa, who's now very much, well, speaker. He's got a radio show at a community radio station. He's a spiritual leader. He's a priest. He's a book writer. He has done many, many things. And he's also drunk a lot as a young boy, to the point that he was detrimental to his schooling and messed up big time, clearly. But he certainly has moved on, and his life has changed. And thank goodness, I think, for South Africa, it's changed for the better, right? The topics you speak about now?
Resuscitation. There is an opportunity for every life to be resuscitated. There is an opportunity for every dream to be resuscitated. A lot of people are sitting at home with their dreams, with their ambitions, and mm-hmm. they look like it's now dead. All I'm saying is, this is where I came from. I came from the pigsty and resuscitated my life. What I could do, anybody else can do.
And who do you speak to when you talk?
I speak to people in general. I speak to adults. I also speak to young people. I have now, in the next few weeks, in June, on the 17th, we have planned to have a coaching session for about 20 young people. We're dealing with young people who have not actually gone to, who don't have a job, so that we can sort of bring them up and resuscitate their dreams and get them back to mainstream. Otherwise, if we don't do that, these children, these young people, are just going to find themselves lingering the streets.
Because we were asking a question earlier this afternoon when the show started, with a big question, which is, are young South Africans taking advantage of the opportunities being presented to them now? Now, I mean, you're not born in the new South Africa,
yeah.
right? We're talking about people who are born frees. What's your answer to that? Are they taking advantage with the opportunities being presented to them?
You know, you will say yes or no, yes and no, because there are young people that I know who are doing the best that they can. There are young people who are sitting and just smoking themselves down. A couple of weeks ago, I was doing my rounds at an area where our church is, and I found in this church 4 young guys. They were sitting there and smoking dagga. I went and I sat with them. We spoke for almost 30 minutes or so. But when you look at them, each one of them, when I said to them, each one of you has a dream. Look at what those things that you used to be aspiring when you were growing up. And I could see some of them, their eyes were almost teary because they remembered that opportunity. But now they are wasting it out simply because of the drugs that they're taking.
So, you see, here's the question. We certainly have a democratic South Africa, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, it is very difficult for a parent to look after 50 or 60 million people compared to, say, 10 million people before, which is what happened in apartheid South Africa,
yeah.
right? Because, I mean, you just have to spread the resources. It's not easy. So we have service delivery issues, etc. So there are clearly many pockets of South Africa where very little has changed in 20 or 23 years now, right? But here's the thought. Is it, you know, can a young person who's helpless and hopeless, wherever you meet and the type of people that you need, resuscitation, as you say, are the facilities being, you know, are they in a jam up because there's no facilities for resuscitation? Or is it ultimately still all about their mind, no matter what the conditions are around them?
If you go to the various townships, the government has tried. There are gyms everywhere that I've seen where people can just go and exercise for free. But here is the thing. You see, if someone is still sitting in that pit and there is no one who is talking to them on a regular basis about just getting out of it, it's very difficult. Because all they see, you know, it's service delivery protests and opportunities of, you know, some of these service delivery protests which just spring up from time to time. And they just take opportunity to go and vandalize the shops and things like that. For them, it's just that opportunity. But there are many people whom I meet every day on the road, sometimes even in Krugersdorp, who do recycling. Do you know how humbling that looks like? These guys are pushing trolleys every day just to get a mega amount, even if it's R100, they've made it. And those are the people whose lives can be easily resuscitated because they have already tuned into the
whole. It ultimately calls for a very strong mind, isn't it?
It calls for a very strong mind, all but right. It also calls for a lot of activity from people in the community.
Okay, with that in mind, you've chosen a song from Lira.
Yeah.
Called Something Inside So Strong. I think it's very appropriate. Tell me why that song?
This song reminds me of how I actually got out of it. Because the minute there is something that starts burning inside, that simply calls for exactly doing what God has now called you for. And each one of us, when we turn things around, there must be something that has burned so much inside. Until that burns out, there is no way we can.
Good point. So what for you is what is the something inside so strong? You as a listener, you think about that. Yes, in fact, you can introduce the song. You're the DJ. You're the music man. Go ahead. Introduce the song.
While we are still on the afternoon drive with Ashraf Gada, I am just introducing this song to you. Lira, Something Inside So Strong.
There it is.
Your barriers, the taller I become, the further you take my rights away, the faster I will run. You can deny me, you can decide to turn your face away. No matter, 'cause there's something inside so strong. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone. Oh no, something inside so strong. Oh, something inside so strong. The more you refuse to hear my voice, the louder I will sing. You hide behind walls of Jericho, our lives become tumbling down. Deny my place in time, you squander wealth that's mine. My light will shine so bright it will blind you, because there's something inside so strong.
Okay, what an appropriate song, Something Inside So Strong, from a South African who indeed is so strong, Lira, I think, set it up very, very nicely. My guest in the spotlight, Manu Ramadwa. We'll pick out some SMSs in a moment, and you can SMS to 40938. Manu Ramadwa with me. So he's currently, in fact, the CEO of an organization that does training, and that's Dibabele Training Solutions. But he is very much involved in growth, personal growth, teaching, writing. He's an author. He's done many, many things in his life. He's also got a radio show called what? The Revival Show. Which station is that on?
It's on Westside FM, 98.9 megahertz in the West Rand.
In the Krugersdorp area, where you say?
In the Kagiso Krugersdorp area. But it covers the whole of the West Rand.
Okay, fine, yeah. Well, when you then reflect, you know, in terms of where you are, do you have any give back? You're giving back a lot, clearly, but is there like specific projects that you're involved in that you give back?
This is the project that I was talking to you about, the coaching of the 20 young men.
Okay.
This is exactly what I'm starting with, and I'm going to move with that. Apart from the normal church issues, because I've realized that, you know, with there are so many programs aimed for the girls, but we don't seem to be seeing the young men as left out, and that is exactly what I'm intending to do.
Because if young men are the problem,
if the young men is a problem,
then we need to focus on them to get them out.
On the young
men. Yeah, very important. What else is problematic in South Africa for you?
Alcohol. Alcohol is problematic. I'm saying so because, and I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but if you look back and check a lot of road carnages, they have a relationship with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at a lot of divorce rates, there is an alcohol somewhere in between. If you look at the abuse in families, there is alcohol in between. So alcohol is seriously a problem.
And yet it's part of our... It's part of the fabric of our lives. I've never drunk religiously, so I don't know what you're talking about, but I know enough about that it's part of the custom. It's part of what's accepted, not just even culturally, but certainly even in terms of business. Friday afternoon, it's chill time, it's drink time. Should we then agitate against that? What I'm saying, is it a harm to society in the same way that apartheid was harmful to society?
You can equate the two. The challenge with alcohol, is that a lot of people will not see it as a problem because the majority of incidences are not direct. They are as a result. You know, it's only after the accident that you will now look back and say, what happened? Only to find that the person was drunk. Do you understand what I'm saying? So a lot of people will not look at it as a problem in that sense. But it is indeed a problem because the aftermath of it, it's always devastating. Families are broken.
How do we turn that around?
It's a challenge, but I think we must just have guts at some point.
Because the problem is you get people like yourself who say alcohol is wrong, and you've admitted that you yourself consumed when you were young.
Yeah.
You know, but it's part of the culture, number two, but also there's big business that derives massive benefit of revenue from selling alcohol, so promoting us. In fact, many of the sports bodies are sponsored by alcohol companies, and then there's government that gains taxes from the profits of alcohol businesses. So there's a lot of losing that takes place if you and I go back and say, don't drink.
Yeah. But you have to lose in order to gain. The issue now becomes, are we prepared to lose the nation? Are we prepared to lose people and gain money? If we are going to equate the two, then we are going to have a problem. But we need to save people, because people are the ones that are going to develop the country. But if we allow people to just die as a result of alcohol, it means that we are prepared for the country not to move forward.
Well, I agree. I always use the phrase, champion people build champion people who then build champion nations.
Exactly.
It doesn't work any other way, right? What do you think we're getting right as a country?
We are getting right because there are so many programs. There are so many organizations that are actually going down to the ground. But there are also issues that we, even though we are getting it right, you know, for the better part of the time that I've been full-time with the education department, I've seen in the areas of Cosmo City how many schools the department has built. And building many schools, it simply means that getting a lot of children to be educated. That we are getting right. The other thing is that there are so many people now who are involved going into schools and trying to change the situations. Companies are funding such kind of projects and all that. We are getting it right. But the challenge that we have is that some of these programs are once-off. They come today, and then tomorrow you'd never see them. And consistency needs to be built within schools, and if we want to grow this...
So what's the one thing lacking in our country?
Commitment.
This is across the board.
Commitment.
Okay, just by the way, talking of commitment, here's an SMS. Well, the N, it just says, say hi to Manu, but you're not giving me your name. So, Anonymous says hi to Manu, okay? But you may pick it up from what Anonymous is saying. Hi, Ashraf, I like the talk in that studio, quite inspiring. What can I say? I came to know Manu last year, 2016, where we are together teaching at the moment. When I was giving a motivational speech to the learners, we came to realize that we have, in a way, went through some same experiences. Say hi to him. Okay, well, Anonymous says hi to you. Maybe you can work out who it is based on who's training with you.
I can't pin it, but there are names that it could be Musito, it could be who else.
All right. Well, he's going to tell us. You better SMS us again and tell us who you are so we know. 409 38 409.
Let me just sign that.
So we know that, right? Tweets are welcome to afternoon talk. What do you want to get off your chest? What's the one thing you got a platform here? You feel I want to say it.
Here is the thing. If South Africans could understand the position that this country is sitting at, and when I say South Africans, I'm talking about leadership. If leadership could just understand the position that this country is in, where a slight move, wrong move, would actually get us completely out of the rail. Are we prepared as South Africans to just write our own obituaries and say, I am one of those who sat and presided in meetings and all that where decisions were taken and the nation fell? If we could just look at that and say, let me rather do things in a particularly different way so that the country can benefit.
Well, I like what you're saying. I'm part of a movement called Champion South Africa.
Yeah.
We have a commitment to being, to become a champion nation. And you, it's interesting what you're doing. You're linking up personal success to nation success. And that's the language that I feel so strongly about. Let's get another call. In fact, let's get a call now. It's, you need to put your headphones on. You've got it on Zwanda on the line. I think you may know who Zwanda is. Hello.
Hello, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good talking to you, Zwanda.
Leadership, Mr. Ramada. I read his book. I want the world to read it. It's called Fresh Start. I bought two. It really changed my life. What an information. What an informative book. It's so much good and also giving you some life coaches as well. So I'm saying well done, really, Mr. Ramada. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you, Zwanda.
How do you,
big brother?
You're not telling us how it changed your life. What, you know, there's lots of things in the book, but was there one thing in the book that just sparked off something for you?
It tells you about leadership, Ashraf. And in fact, as he mentioned, once the leadership lose, it's like a coach having the head coach. Once you slip, I'm telling you, the rest of the train is fall off. So that book actually aligns you even to plan. It's also good for a private company. It also helps you to lead your staff, to lead your family, to lead your friends. So it's one of the best books I read.
Oh, and lovely. Nice.
It actually changed my life as well.
Nice. Perfect. Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Most appreciated. And there we are. We've got 5 more minutes to go with Manu Ramadla. It's amazing how time goes. Some SMSs that I will pick out. Some very interesting SMSs that we had. But before I get to the SMSs, here's the question. In terms of what you said about the country, you know, who should take the lead? Is it the politicians who are elected to lead our country? Is it the people?
The people must take the lead.
How do they do that when they've put other people in positions already?
Ashraf, when you have to take a decision, you either say yes or no. If the country is moving to a wrong direction, you either choose to say yes or no. Now, if we are to go to the vote now, the country must decide whether do we want to move the way we are moving or we want to go the opposite. And if the yes would be the most appropriate for the country, then we must do with the yes. But my understanding is that there are somewhere where we need to be able to say, let's teach people a lesson. Not a lesson to move forward, but a lesson to respect us as the electorate.
Okay, good point. Let me get to those SMSs, right? Hi, Sir Ashraf. Goodness, man, that's like I've been knighted here. I personally know Sir Manu Ramadwa, and he's a true inspiration. We always talk and I learn a lot. Comes from Karikode. You got that, yeah?
Karikode.
Your guest is damn inspiring, man. Okay, telling us about his life at a pigsty, like a prodigal son in the Bible, studying, coming from Willie in Christiana. Okay, well said, Willie. Congratulations on your good work. God is good. I do admire the man who pushed those heavy ice cream carts despite extreme conditions and sell ice cream for a living, choosing that above a life of crime. Let's support the efforts. Please keep doing what God has led you to do. God bless, from Megan in East London. Hi, gentlemen. Education on alcohol and drug awareness and God consciousness and accountability is the way to go for the future of South Africa. Comes from Mariam. And I think that's a very important point. Maybe even more education than what's happening so far. Lungi saying, good, inspiring talk. So eye-opening and very informative. And Jack and Alberton saying, this is such an absorbing discussion and very inspiring. I'll do a bit of what he smoked back then. This is the ultimate inspiring speaker. Okay, Jack, you do what you think is right. I can't tell you. We've got 2.5 minutes to go. Quick questions, quick answers.
Okay.
Right. Who would you like to take out to lunch?
One Pastor person. Ray.
Pastor?
Ray McCauley.
Ray McCauley, okay. You're the president of South Africa.
Yeah.
You have the choice to choose your deputy. Who would that be?
Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng.
Why him?
He's a Christian man, grounded Christian man. Now, mm-hmm. if my deputy is a Christian man who understands the values of life, and I am the president who also understands the values of life, then this country will move.
So you're going to be in sync with each other. Right. What's the one big lesson you've learned in life? Just one line lesson. Yeah.
I've learned that in life, you don't have to look down upon any individual that you come across.
Okay. And lastly, a book you recommend we must read?
Enlightened Leadership by John Tiwan.
Okay. A quote you can leave us with?
Sometimes I do things not because I love doing them, but I do them simply because my children's future and the country's future depends on it.
Well, that's accountability, isn't it? How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a village boy who came, was born, and then left a legacy that everybody else
I think you've left a legacy already. We need to get all your books, and you can maybe Google them and find out more. Manu Ramava, appreciate your time. Thank you
Thank
for
you
allowing
so
me to put you in the spotlight. It's been most Amen. Enlightening. Maybe that's the most appropriate word.